Welcome to the High Cool Poet Podcast.
What's your name?
Cosette. I did a 23, but now I'm 4.
So you're 4 years old?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm here and...
You're 3, and what's your name?
Eve.
How do you spell Eve?
Eve.
Good. And how about you, sir?
I'm Elliot, and I am 6 years old.
Excellent.
I'm Caleb, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Jacob, and I'm 8 years old.
All right. And I'm Josh. I'm the dad, and we're sitting around the campfire. It's middle of March, so it's still wintry. We have our jackets and mittens and hats on. But some of our snow is starting to melt, right? And we've had some pretty warm days. We've had skateboards and bikes and scooters out. We've been playing a lot of soccer. And we're enjoying this season of transition. Today, we have the privilege of interviewing Gary Hotham. And I reached out to Gary and asked some questions, and we're also going to feature some haiku. So we asked Gary, what pets do you currently have or have you enjoyed? Tell us about the dog that inspired this haiku. Distant thunder. The dog's toenails click against the linoleum.
Yeah.
Distant thunder. The dog's toenails click against the linoleum.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mentioned we like pets. We have parakeets and a rabbit named Frosty. And at work, I have 2 betta fish that keep me company in this time of so much virtual work, because most of my work is on the computer these days. And I really like working with people, and I like seeing nature. So just having a few fish at work makes it a little more fun. And there's one more haiku that ties in with dogs, and it's letting the dog out. The stars out. Letting the dog out. The stars out. And Gary's response, these are old haiku, written some 40 years ago or so. The dogs are some of the ones I grew up with in the 1960s on a potato farm in northern Maine. The collie we had didn't like loud sounds, especially thunder. So, if she was in the farmhouse as the thunderstorm approached, she would pace around the room, and her toenails would click on the linoleum kitchen floor. If she was outside, she would chase the thunder with wild abandon across the potato fields. I'm not sure which dog it was for the second one, the second haiku of letting the dog out, the stars out. But it reminds me of letting the dog out on a clear winter night when the sky was brilliant with stars. We have only a grand dog at this time. Have you heard of a grandchild?
Uh-huh.
You guys are grandchildren, aren't you? So that means you've got grandparents. So here he says we only have a grand dog at this time. It's an old English bulldog that my daughter and her husband and grandson have. We see him every so often. At one time, he was younger than me. Now he is much older, and it is sad to see. Dogs grow older much quicker than humans. Right? Next question. Having spent a year teaching English in China, I wrote, I resonate with this concept of being a long way from home. Can you share any details that inspired this Haiku. Here's the haiku. Coffee in a paper cup, a long way from home. Coffee in a paper cup, a long way from home. Gary writes, another old haiku, going back 40 years ago or so. I can't think of any one incident or event that inspired the haiku. But when traveling, the coffee in a rest stop machine comes in a paper cup. Or any cup or mug that is not from one's own kitchen. The next haiku, one mirror for everyone. The rest stop restroom. One mirror for everyone. The rest stop restroom. And I wrote, such humor in this one. I can imagine everyone trying to see themselves in the mirror and looking back at each other. I appreciate the way a haiku helps us see the humor in life that we might otherwise miss. Gary says, here's another old haiku. I don't think I was trying to create some humor with it, although I can understand how it came to you. I think the scene created in your mind was of people walking by and looking in. And that's what I could imagine, because that's happened to us, right? Where you guys want to look in the mirror and then other people kind of smile at you in the mirror, right? The campfire's pretty warm. And Gary says, I was thinking of looking in the mirror that others before and after will be looking in and seeing themselves as the mirror sees them. So in that case, it was kind of like time-lapsed photography. It was like, right now I'm looking in the mirror, but later someone else will look in the mirror. Kind of cool. Here's the next question. The waiting room has inspired haiku in checking plants for their reality, noticing details like apple cores, a spider weaving its web, and other details. This is one gift of solitude, that of noticing. When I was 21 years old, I spent 3 months kayaking down the Mississippi River alone. I became more in tune with all that was around me. I find that haiku helps me observe more as I go through my days. And here's Gary's haiku. Waiting room quiet, an apple core in the ashtray. Waiting room quiet, an apple core in the ashtray. So, about 40 years ago, there were ashtrays. You could smoke cigarettes or cigars in a restaurant. You could also smoke in the doctor's office, like in the waiting room. You could smoke in schools. There, maybe not everywhere, but it was much more common. And then within my lifetime, I've seen that change. Because I remember as a child, when we'd go to a restaurant, they would always ask, would you like smoking or non-smoking? So if you wanted to smoke before or after your dinner, then you would ask for smoking. But some people are allergic to smoke and it makes them cough or it makes their eyes water. And so that's why they had a non-smoking section and a smoking. Well, here, waiting room quiet, an apple core in the ashtray. And so Gary says,
they would throw the apple core in the ashtray.
Well, this would be in a waiting room. So, like, we have to wait at the dentist or at the doctor, something like that. So, you're right. They would eat the apple while they're waiting, and then instead of putting it in the garbage, they put it in the ashtray. Gary says, it's easy to see how this is an old haiku. What waiting room has ashtrays now? I'm not sure what triggered this one, but it does remind me of the many public ashtrays I saw a long ago past that not only had unhealthy cigarette butts in them, but also the healthier remains of an apple. One of the sayings I learned growing up was, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Have you ever heard that one? Means eat healthy today and it'll keep you healthy. It'll keep the doctor away. Gary continues, so you enjoyed kayaking the Mississippi. Not quite the same as a raft that Mark Twain's literary boys had. If you don't already know, Jim Cashin, another well-known haiku writer and publisher, is a big fan of kayaking. I wonder if he's done the Mississippi. His press, Red Moon Press, and the Haiku Foundation, of which he is a major player. And I have enjoyed some of the Haiku Foundation. They've got different articles and things like that, and put out some different videos. It'd be fun to interview Jim someday and see what he's learned on the journey. And yes, I loved doing the Mississippi. I hope to get out and do a lot of canoeing and kayaking with you guys this coming summer. I would do the whole Mississippi again. I would want to do it with one of you. I wouldn't want to do it all by myself. So,
really cool,
I did meet a lot of cool people.
Cookie story.
Yes, a lot of good stories.
You did the whole Mississippi, not the half.
Not the half. All right, next question. Here's the haiku. Quietly, the fireworks far away. Quietly, the fireworks far away. And I said, I appreciate this haiku for the juxtaposition of fireworks normally being so loud, but because the distance, all sound is lost. Gary says, it's another old one. I think now it was written in 1973 when I was in the Air Force at Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo, Texas, and probably the 4th of July. I could see in the far distance fireworks, but little sound. It was a pleasant evening to enjoy where I was and what the audience in the far distance was enjoying. The next haiku, the sound they make, the sound I make, autumn leaves. That one, yeah, that one.
It's fall time.
You can tell it's fall time.
It's autumn.
Right? That one puts a smile on my face because I have so many fond memories of hiking in the fall in Jay Cook State Park together. Yeah, I jotted, we enjoy taking family walks in the fall with our kids, and they also enjoy making huge leaf piles to play in. Each season brings something special, as noted in these final two haiku. And comments for that is another old one. I always like walking through fallen leaves. Although there have been many other haiku I have written with autumn leaves in them, since then I think this haiku captured it best. That's going to be fun after we've been writing haiku for 20, 40, even 60 years. You guys are starting haiku at such a young age. If you live to 100, you could literally have written haiku for 100 years. Like Eve grew up as an infant. That's kind of cool. And I like it that he's written many about fall time, but he feels like this one captured it best. And here's our final haiku. Up late, the furnace comes on by itself. Jacob, can you tell what season that is? Yeah, but probably winter. Up late, the furnace comes on by itself. This is an old one also, he says. Nothing like automatic heat in the winter. No need to get up in the middle of the winter night and throw some more wood on the fire. So the haiku celebrates the pleasure of that modern day comfort. Then we have a couple questions. Can you describe your writing process? Do you always carry a notebook? Do you prefer to use electronic means to capture the moment? We recently refurbished an old-style, non-electric manual typewriter, and we are enjoying the clickety-clackety sounds. That was a pretty fun project to clean that typewriter up.
Yeah. There's a few keys that are a little stuck.
Yesterday. When the keys are sticky, then we have to get out the long skewer, bamboo skewer, and a Q-tip and get it all cleaned up.
Inside.
Yes, we keep it inside, but it doesn't require electricity, so as things are warming up, it's going to be fun to take it out and have it on our lap or set it on the picnic table, and we'll get a chance to type some haiku outside using our typewriter.
It's a wooden one.
In the moment, yes.
It's a wooden one.
So here's the response. I have carried a pen and a notepad in my shirt pocket since high school. I will not buy a shirt that doesn't have a pocket in it. But most of the time, I sit down before a regular size notebook and I try to work out a haiku. I like the feeling of putting words on paper with a fountain pen. Sometimes, using the notes I might have made on my pocket notebook or any other paper in my pocket gets the process moving. But many times, just letting my mind run, trying to recollect in tranquility a moment that perhaps others can participate in. It is a pleasant feeling to put words on paper. And that's what we've found. That's part of why we like to journal every morning before breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. You can write down if you have any dreams. You can write down memories from the day before. And it's just a nice way to start off the day. It feels good to have a pencil on paper or a pen on paper. One can tell it's an old scene in a movie or TV when the clickety-clack of typewriters fills the air. I had for many years a small portable typewriter that I typed my haiku on before sending them out to magazines and journal editors. But years ago now, I started doing them on my computer and printing them out before sending them off. Now I don't even have to print them out. I can just send them via email or some other digital means to the editors. I still have the typewriter, but I haven't used it for a long, long time. So it sits as a reminder of the old days. And then I asked, could you describe one of your more impactful or meaningful experiences in sharing haiku? For example, maybe seeing a particular piece published or sharing a haiku for a group or to an individual. Gary says, I can't think of any one experience. Over the years, I have had people tell me that this or that haiku was particularly meaningful. And final question, if there's anything else that you'd like to add, this is your chance to do so. Gary says, probably, but I'll think of it too late. Gary's got a good sense of humor. I had fun watching a presentation that he did for the T.S. Eliot Society, and it was on haiku, and it was really, your name is Eliot, and it was really humorous, and I enjoyed hearing just the unique personality come through, and it's fun to be doing these recordings, and each interview has a little different feel. And I say thank you, Gary, for sharing some of your haiku with us today. We hope you have a great transition from winter into spring. We had our first picnic outside in the 50-degree sunshine weather last week. So despite many frosty mornings, spring is certainly knocking on our door here in northern Minnesota.
Not on our door.
And so we all say, take care. I'm Josh. We've got Jacob, Caleb, Elliot, Cosette, Eve,
and our new baby.
And we've got a new baby coming in April.
And Mom.
And Mom. And Frosty and the parakeets.
Yeah.
Right? And if you were here, Gary, you could have some pistachios with us. We have a little game we play, don't we? We crack the pistachios because they're in a shell.
Yep.
And then we try to get the pistachios to land on a flat piece of wood in the fire.
And that's our game.
That is our game. And Gary says, picnics in 50-degree weather? Wow, you're a hearty bunch up there in Minnesota. Well, when you wear your winter jackets, it makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have some pistachios. Can you guys all say thank you?
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.